This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala rasulil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help and His support on our matters. We say peace and blessings upon the last of the prophets, the leader of all the messengers, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Juma Khutbah Summary. The topic of the Juma Khutbah is unification of the armed forces. SubhanAllah, Islam is a complete and a balanced way of life. And we have guidance in all the areas of life, in all directions. SubhanAllah, Allah Rabbul Izzah has guided us through the Quran and through the example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be it social, economical, or military, and unification of the armed forces, subhanAllah, it is something which is vital for any nation because it represents the strength, stability, and security. Unification, my brothers and sisters, is something which basically helps the nation to grow and develop, especially when it comes to armed forces, and the unification of the armed forces is vital. And subhanAllah, it is important to know that no doubt that the success and victory comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah Himself helped us and guided us to ensure that we utilize the means, that we take advantage and make preparation for the means to achieve security and stability for the nation. SubhanAllah, for this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, trust in Allah and tie your camel, meaning that we need to play our part. We need to utilize and make preparation and utilize the means in order for us to ensure that we gain the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, Allah and those who help themselves and preparation for ourselves, especially the young men, subhanAllah, of the nation, is a strength for the nation. They need to come up and participate in the unification of the armed forces, subhanAllah, because of the youth, the strength doubles up and it adds up in a big way. You know, the advantage of youth is that they have the capacity, they have the ability, they have the strength, subhanAllah, and you need to take advantage of that. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, save fire before you lose fire. And he said one of the things is, take advantage of youth before you get old. Take advantage of good health before you get sick. So subhanAllah, my brothers and sisters, young men are really, really, very important for a nation's stability and security. And unification of the armed forces is something which is vital for a nation. We ask Allah Almighty to bless this beautiful nation with the unification of the armed forces and the kind of peace and serenity and security for this nation and for all the nations for that matter. We ask Allah Almighty to grant peace to all societies and the entire world. We ask Allah Almighty to grant well-being and success to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to strengthen us, to make us those who can be there for the nation's security, stability, and prosperity. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.